Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got good news for the coffee drinkers this morning as you're probably getting ready to head off to work and school. The Old American Heart Association is saying that about 5 cups of coffee a day is still within the safe range for most adults. Katie, have you blown past that this morning?
I think I'm pretty close to it, honestly. This is probably, at the end of this, will be cup 5.
Oh, my God.
Good for me, then,
good for
right?
you. It's good for your
for
heart. They say that people who drink that much coffee have a lower risk of stroke and a lower risk of developing the diabetes.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley. But there's one caveat. I don't know how much crap you put in it, but this is saying it only applies to coffee itself. So when you start loading it up with all that sugar and syrup. And
what about maple syrup? Is that okay? Like the real maple syrup.
I think
that's
you're
okay,
probably
right?
fine. Yeah. I've switched to the blue agave.
Yes.
Which is just a more natural sweetener.
Yes. See?
Says my Instagram health plan. I think that's probably fine. It's the people like my wife, bless her heart, who go and dump the, you know, hazelnut in there, the
Been
vanilla.
There. Yeah, caramel.
Caramel. Glug, 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 glug. Yeah. And then she, oh, it needs more. Glug, 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 glug. But that truly is kind of like her only vice is the flavored
Let
coffee
her have
creamer.
It.
Yeah, it's what she's got, you
yeah.
know? Mama's busy.
Yeah.
It's the one little perk in her life. But I will say she tries to get like the oat milk variety or something
See?
That's slightly better, I guess.
She's trying.
Yeah,
she's
I guess.
Trying.
I had a coffee fail this morning and it kind of instantly pissed me off.
Oh.
Probably more than it should have.
What
so
happened?
So generally every night I get the coffee maker ready, you know, the
yeah.
water's in it, the grounds are there in the little thing in the cup ready to rock. So I just come downstairs and boom, fire it up.
Yep.
Well, last night I got it all ready, got the water in it, all that crap. Come downstairs, I fired it up, went and started doing a few things, and then I came back and I poured myself my cup of coffee, and it was like, it just looked like really, like, light-colored, dirty water. There was, like, no color, dark coffee color
mm-hmm.
to it. I was like, what the hell is going on? And I opened it up, the little basket, and I forgot to put the coffee in it.
Oh, no, it was just brown water.
And my mouth was all ready, and I was tired, and I was like, instantly set me off. I was,
yeah.
like, pissed for
and
the next 45 minutes.
You have to grind your coffee and everything right.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like, that whole step is a mad step
like,
now.
Come
You're like,
on.
It takes forever.
So hopefully Friday gets a little better for me.
It will.
Isn't it funny when little things like that set you off?
Oh, especially first thing, because
yeah.
you have your routine.
So I was tailgating people
yeah.
all the way into work. I was flipping people off.
Take it out on them,
I
right?
I shoved an intern down already this
it's
morning.
Like you do it, chair.
Damn yeah. you, Folgers.
Sports. It's time for a Mix 100 Sports Report with JKJ.
All right, your Denver Broncos are playing a little sports ball tonight with the Hutt Hutts and the Flea Flickers. Vikings tonight, I believe.
Sure.
Mile High. Should yep. be fun. Bo's not playing, it sounds like. Few of the starters might. Doesn't matter. My neighbor across the street is a massive Vikings fan. Massive. And I believe he's got a horn, so we'll probably hear that later.
Oh, is he going to be like, score,
yeah. Vikings!
I grew up in North Dakota. It's all Packers or Vikings.
Yeah.
Like, so I know a lot of people who bleed purple.
Sports.
Oh, yeah. He's always into this Vikings gear.
Yeah.
His email handle is something about Vikings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's into it. So he'll be into it tonight. So
no, go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Hut, hut.
Yeah.
Hut, 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 hut. Speaking of the NFL, I guess they've officially put a bullet in the Pro Bowl game. They're not going to do it anymore.
What?
Players are still going to vote on and recognize 88 Pro Bowlers, but there will no longer be an AFC versus NFC game anymore, mostly because, well, viewership has fallen. A couple years ago, it was like 7 million viewers, and it dropped to like 2 million.
This has been such
year.
A long time coming. I mean, they turned
it
into a flag football
dumb.
Game. It's the
What's
dumbest
the
thing ever.
Yeah.
Shannon Sharpe's out speaking about it because he says he blames today's players. They essentially argue so much, and they have stopped taking the game seriously. They all have destroyed it. So no more Pro Bowl. That's fine. I didn't watch it anyway. And then finally, Tom Brady. Listen to this. He opened a trading card store in California earlier this month, and within a week, it was robbed. It's the Card Vault. It opened on the 15th, and on the 23rd, somebody smashed the window and stole more than $12,000 of merch. Now, he's also got one of these in New York City as well, and that one got robbed with about 10 grand worth of merch.
What?
Being stolen in that incident. Somebody's got a beef with Tom Brady, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, his ex-wives.
He needs to up his security.
Yeah,
I know, right?
He doesn't have the money for it.
What is
anyway,
that?
So he's in the card game now. Why not? Doesn't he have anything else to do, this guy?
He's You'd think.
Part owner of the Raiders. Man. You'd think he'd be doing more.
Man. All right, what else is there?
All right, well, summer is coming to an end, and so what else is there to do but make a list of the funniest collegiate teams and their mascots? Some of these are hilarious. I've never even heard of the University of Delaware, the Fighting Blue Hens. How is that scary at all? UC Santa Cruz, the Banana Slugs. Hey, go Banana Slugs. We love you. Their mascot is a literal slug. There are some more. The Wake Forest. What is these? The Blue Hose. H-O-S-E. H-O-S-E.
That was Katie's nickname in high school.
The Blue Hose.
She ate a lot of blueberries.
Wild. We have more. The Anteaters. That one is the Anteaters. Like, what is going on? What do you think? University of California, Irvine is coming up with crazy nicknames like that. The Billikens. Which is St. Louis
Billikin?
University. A Billikin is a charm doll that looks like a cross between a monkey and a troll, Katie.
Oh.
That's what a Billikin is.
It's Whittier like your profile picture.
Shut up, Jerry. Poets.
Hey, go Poets. We love you guys. Go Poets. Like, what is this? And then my favorite of all time is Centurion College of Louisiana, the gentleman's team and the ladies' team.
That's it?
That's all they have.
Oh,
every ladies'
very
team
classy.
Is the ladies.
It does.
It sounds
every
classy.
Men's team is the gentleman's team.
That's one I'm
I
on
feel
board
like
with.
Pinkies up, right?
Right?
All day.
The ladies are playing today.
Go, ladies.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons
on Mix 100.
Yeah, it's the hype brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling your entire ding dang kitchen. Find top brands and expert advice, just go to mountainhighappliance.com. Side note before we get into the hype, one of my most favorite things we do in the studio is when Katie and I are talking about things.
Yeah.
It's a fun little game that we play, and it's called, was Josh even born yet?
Yeah. He was three. We
okay.
found out.
All right. Josh was three when Practical Magic came out.
Yes.
Next week, we're giving away tickets to go see Practical Magic 2 during
Katie
Crush.
I'm so excited about that. Yes.
He was.
Yeah.
And he was three.
Little baby toddler
Saw
Josh.
It 100 times.
Oh, boy. All right. So CNN is apologizing because they mistakenly aired a photo of a Dolly Parton impersonator from Las Vegas instead of the real Dolly during some sort of special tribute on Tuesday night. They say, we regret the error and apologize to the Parton family. Probably somebody Josh's age putting together the reel for all that,
they
right?
Probably,
on TV.
I thought it was her.
Yeah, they probably ran it through AI, thought they were good.
Impersoner said, I started getting all these texts from friends saying that I was on CNN and I couldn't believe it. Yeah, honest mistake. I saw the picture. She looks like a total Dolly Parton impersonator.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with the original, the OG DP, I can see that mistake. In CNN's defense, though, didn't Dolly Parton enter a Dolly Parton lookalike contest at one point and she lost?
And she lost, exactly. So a lot of people look like Dolly, even more than her.
So you know what? Honest mistake. Speaking of DP, there is a petition right now at change.org calling for Nashville International Airport to be renamed Dolly Parton International Airport. It has surged past 128,000 signatures. Originally kind of a joke from a comedian, but now it's really getting some legs. Tennessee State Senator, I say, Todd Warner, has pledged to introduce legislation supporting the name change. And Nashville City Council member Russ Bradford, whoever the hell that is, announced that he would sponsor a resolution asking the Metro Nashville Airport Authority to consider renaming the airport.
I'd be all for
Why not?
I am 100% on board with this. And I would go out of my way to fly into Dolly Parton Airport. Just
right.
To say I did.
I know.
Did you fly into Dolly today? Sure did.
Yeah. Sheryl Crow is out and about saying, yes, this needs to happen. Because she's got nothing else to do right now. There is some sort of law, a bylaw or something out there, they say, that is written into their legislation that is prohibiting renaming a facility for someone unless they've been dead for at least 2 years.
Oh, that's silly. We don't need that rule to stand.
The airport said, hey, we honored Parton by lighting our parking garages pink throughout the weekend. Oh, that's
there
the same.
Go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's real nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you see also the story about the latest hurricane is Hurricane
Dolly.
Bad
timing.
That it just happened. It didn't, you know, they didn't plan on naming it Dolly, but yeah.
Bad timing. Crazy. Bad timing.
Six Flags Magic Mountain X2 roller coaster has been closed since the beginning of July because two women suffered brain hemorrhages within 6 days of riding it. Three neurosurgeons confirmed that the injuries were caused by traumatic rapid acceleration and deceleration on the ride. They say that the damage is typically associated with high-speed collisions. The second rider is in a coma.
What? That can happen? No.
They did an investigation, and they uncovered over a dozen injury reports linked to the X2 coaster, two of them being fatal, plus 70 head and neck complaints logged between 29 and 22. Six Flags is saying, though, this ride still meets safety regulations.
Does it, though?
And they declined to address the July incidents. As of right now, the ride does remain closed.
Good.
But yeah, they might want to rethink that ride if they're getting this many issues on it.
And really, the story of everything's fine, people are buying that?
There's a woman in a coma.
What?
Typically associated with high-speed collisions. It's like riding in the car with my wife, honestly.
Yeah.
Rapid acceleration and deceleration. And real quick, fans of our girl Olivia Rodrigo, you're going to like this. She's partnered with Taco Bell for a brand new Baja Blast flavor. It is called You Seem Pretty Pink for a Baja Blast. I'm not ordering that. It's too long to say.
Exactly.
It's
right?
The OG Baja Blast with pink lemonade in it. It's going to come in a custom cup with Olivia's photo on it. And yet another reason I probably won't order this.
That tastes probably good, though.
Oh, yeah. And people will absolutely eat that up.
Yeah. Because, you know, fat America.
Get in my belly!
You like what you like, Jer? What?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
What else you got?
Hey, this is good news for Colorado. The Colorado Lotto Plus jackpot. Somebody won it right here in Colorado. It happened at the King Supers in Conifer. They hit it really big, too. It was a $10.5 million prize. For that, $5.2 million.
Good.
Woo, that's a chunk of change.
You know what's funny? I was at my Safeway last night, and I was standing there at self-checkout, and I was talking to the woman there, and this guy goes walking by, and she goes, hey, there he is.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, they must be dating or something.
Yeah,
I don't
right?
know. And she looked at me, and she said, that guy just won Powerball. I was like, really? She's like, yeah, we got a call from the lottery that said somebody had won a ticket, had a winning ticket from our Safeway store.
Uh-huh.
She's like, and it turns out it was the dude that works back there in the deli.
Oh.
He bought a ticket there, and he won $50,000.
Oh, no
So I was
way.
Like, way to go, buddy. And I was like, that's a lot of cash. I go, not enough to quit, though, huh? And he's like, nope, I'm still here. But yeah, I was like, how neat is that? Like, you buy a ticket at your Safeway, and then you win.
Yeah.
You got to keep working there.
Make you want to keep working. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, it would make me like my job more.
Absolutely.
If I won a $50,000
like,
prize
for you,
there.
Buddy.
Yeah. Slice me sideways.
Oh!
Huh? We go. All right. So again, congratulations to that lucky person.
Yeah.
And hey, more good news for Colorado. We are smart and pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, couple studies showing Denver's doing okay. So WalletHub did the smartest cities in America. They did, I think, 150 largest metro statistical areas, comparing them across 11 key metrics. So they looked at like people who had at least a bachelor's degree, the quality of the public school system, and the size of the gender education gap. All of these things were included. So Denver, we got to number 12.
We're number 12.
Barely missing the top 10, and then Colorado. Colorado Springs.
That's as high as we can count.
At number 13, that's a good 150 different cities. So number 12, that's a pretty good look. And again,
we're
Colorado
huh?
Springs, number 13. And we are also very fit. In America's most fit cities, this one was done by the 2026 American College of Sports Medicine's American Fitness Index. No, we are. Have you looked around the rest of the country? Come on. The people in Denver.
I'm starting to not believe that. I was just at a very popular location here in town, and I don't want to be mean.
Okay, imagine how much worse it is everywhere else, though.
You know what you need to do? Go over to Wash Park and watch those people run around it. Those are the most fittest people I've ever... You could bounce a quarter off those buns. I'm telling you.
I got to give me a roll of quarters.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they are so in shape out at Wash Park and in Denver. That's what this looked at. So Denver, in this study, number 5, according to the fit
most
level.
Fittest.
So that is really good. Aurora, number 31, if you can believe it or not. And then Colorado Springs, 40th on that list. Huh. So they're looking at access to parks, recreation facilities, bike lanes, public spaces, all that stuff. But also physical activity, smoking rates, and diet. So they looked at all of those things when they did this study. So we're pretty... And we're smart. I love that. Okay, moving on. And an Adams County firefighter is a hero in more ways than one today. They responded to a call to rescue a little kitten from a well yesterday morning. Oh, it's stuck in a well, the little kitten, Nana. They were able to save it and bring him to a local animal shelter. But the best part about this story warms my heart. One of the firefighters adopted that little kitty. I know, it's 5 weeks old. Everyone lived happily ever after. Oh, I love it. So, yeah, firefighter saving the day and becoming a little kitty mama. Oh. Love it. There you go. There's your Mile High Hype.